flawless execution. Use the techniques and systems of America's fighter pilots to perform at your peak and win the battles of the business world. Author, James D. Murphy. The instrument panel in a fighter jet plane is screaming out information. The horizon is a blur, the wingman is occupied, the pilot is busy, the jet is hanging on the edge, and there is a mission to be accomplished. On a parallel level, the fast-paced dynamic world of business often poses the same stress. In both cases, there is a mission or project to accomplish and an extensively detailed plan to follow. The means that fighter pilots follow to achieve a successful mission is known as flawless execution. Most air forces have rigorous training plans that, if applied to your business, could very well do the same for you. The flawless execution model. In the fighter pilot world, flawless execution is all about making mistakes and correcting them. The flawless execution model is based on a pyramid, and that pyramid is a description of how a mission is executed. Here you are introduced to a cycle called the plan, brief, executed, debrief, win cycle. Each of the four phases in the cycle leads back to win, and the process starts all over again. To achieve flawless execution, every task has its own plan, brief, executed, debrief, win cycle. On top of the cycle sits the future picture, and this is where it all begins. The future picture. The future picture is the view of the future as we would like something to be. The future picture has some rules to be followed. Rule 1. Focus on the future. If the statement of the future picture doesn't contribute to the future, then it doesn't belong there. Rule 2. Key descriptors, painting with color. There are 12 descriptors that must be included in the future picture. 1. Financial position. 2. Market position. 3. Business areas. 4. Innovation. 5. Inside perception, how do other stakeholders view your company? 6. Outside perception, what should it be, a growing company, profitable, customer-oriented, professional and competent? 7. Workforce characteristics, what skills and talents do they possess? 8. Brand. Are you going to brand your product or will it be a commodity product? 9. Corporate culture. 10. Corporate citizenship. Will you make contributions to the quality of life within your communities? 11. Ownership. Will a company go public or private? 12. Incentive philosophy. What will be the base of incentive plans? Straight pay? Shared risk? Rewards based on results? Rule 3. Measures of merit. MOM. These are measures of success that must be attached to each key descriptor, which in turn follow through to the future picture. 1. Strategy. There are four essential questions to ask when creating a winning strategy. 1. Where are we going to be in the future? 2. What are we going to apply our resources into or against in order to get there? 3. How are we going to do this? 4. When and how are we going to exit or get out, and how do we finish with finesse? 2. Planning. A thorough plan will help you avoid surprises, yet have the resources to handle time-critical decisions. There are 6 steps in planning. Step 1. Determine the mission objective. Step 2. Identify the threats. Step 3. Identify your resources. Step 4. Evaluate the lessons learned from past experiences. Step 5. Develop tactics. Step 6. Plan for contingencies. 3. The brief. The briefing is how you communicate your plan to others. Ideas and suggestions should be given enough time and space during the planning and tactics stage. The brief also has the following steps. Step 1. The timing. If briefings for pilots are late, rushed or sloppy, so will be their missions. Your business should be taken just as seriously. Step 2. The mission objective. Remember to keep the objective clear, measurable, and achievable. Step 3. The scenario. Giving a brief in this step alerts people again why this mission is important and what exactly is at stake. Step 4. Weather and environment. Television stations and networks take a daily view of their ratings and might juggle their schedule to improve any dropped ratings. These ratings offer stations what the weather is like to pilots. Environment includes factors like the geography and terrain of an area. In business, it may mean the social and political atmosphere. Step 5. Threats and intelligence. In the planning phase, you have looked at the threats that exist. Now you communicate to your team the significant stumbling blocks in the way of the mission and which resources you will utilize to overcome them. Step 6. Motherhood. Motherhood is actions that are done in each mission that are largely unchanged. In your work, you have standards. You have standards for billing, shipping, etc. Step 7. Tactics and timeline. This is where 75% of the briefing time is spent. Tactics is where your team goes over step 5 in detail, courses of action, and the timeline is associated with them, what will be done at what time. Step 8. Contingencies. Contingencies are discussed because there is no time for brainstorming during actual execution. The what if this or that happens can be overwhelming, so stick to the what if of current conditions. Step 9. Wrap up. No one should leave with any questions or confusion on their mind. Execution and the biggest stumbling block. No matter how detailed and perfectly you briefed, things don't always go as planned. This is due to what is called task saturation, which is too much to do with not enough time, not enough tools, and not enough resources. As task saturation increases, performance decreases, and executional errors increase. 1. Debrief. Basically, debriefing is the chief means to improve the skills of your team. Debriefing happens shortly after each mission, while things are still fresh in the mind. The 7-step process of debriefing are under the acronym of STEALTH. S. Set time, location, and preparation. Time. Be punctual on your times during debriefing. Location. Set a location that has as little distraction as possible. Participants. Allow no excess personnel in the room as you debrief. T. Tone. Do not use first names to identify people when it comes to highlighting their errors. Ranks are of no importance in the debriefing. Remember that you are there to debrief on what went wrong, not who went wrong. The debrief leader, who is the mission leader, begins the debriefing. They focus first on their errors of the mission and then point out the faults of their members. E. Execution versus objectives. Debrief on how well execution has gone according to the objectives that had been set. This will give you a good opportunity to understand yourself better as a leader and help you reevaluate your methods of briefing. A. Analyze execution. List all probable causes of your success and failures and determine any root causes. L. Lessons learned. When you have a problem, you identify a fix, and the fix is what is called a lesson learned. T. Transfer lessons learned throughout your organization. Any fix that you recommend must be clearly written for all to understand and benefit from, including, of course, those who are not present in the debrief. H. High positive summation. End your debriefing with a high point. 5. Training. Training is the foundation of flawless execution. Training keeps your team up on the top and up to the ever-changing world of business. Everyone wants to beat their best to something better and make fewer mistakes. The process is the tool that you should be using, and that tool is called flawless execution. The skills of flawless execution are inside all of us. When you achieve it, you will find yourself within the walls of a very powerful organization.